Hello.
Hi, is this Bahia Scrap Metal?
No, but yes, this is Jason.
Hi, Jason. My name's Ruben. I was looking for Bernice. Is he available?
She is not available at the moment. Can I do something? That's my mom.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'd speak to you. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, yeah, I spoke to one of your agents on Friday.
Are you the one that's working with Gabby?
Yeah, exactly. Gabby and the other guy, I can't remember his name right now.
Sal Koopa?
Yeah, Saul, something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the next step is, I'm the underwriter that's working on the file. I just had some questions for your mom. I'm more than happy to have you on the call, but I need to speak to her as well. What's a good time to speak to her?
Do you speak Spanish? Does she only speak Spanish?
I don't. I don't speak Spanish.
I could probably translate. Okay, let me give her a call right now. I'll three-way her.
Oh, perfect.
One second. Hello, sir?
Yes?
Yeah, she's on the line, Mom.
Yes?
Hey, nice to meet you, by the way. Jason, I called, by the way, the office, and I think maybe I was confused, but let me make sure the right number for the office is 305-633-2325.
Yeah, that's the office number, yes, sir.
All right, I think I was just confused over the language barrier. Not a problem. So I just had a few basic questions for you. The first question I have is, I understand you're looking for a working capital loan, so a cash loan. The notes say that you were looking for around $80,000. What's the minimum and maximum you're looking for right now?
Well, I got one in December, and it was for $50,000. I got it from Rapid Capital, and we paid that in a matter of 6 months.
Okay.
I'm really looking for 80 because there's a specific type of material that I'm trying to move.
Okay.
And the actual cost would be 80 for that material, you know, if I were to hold a full container or trailer load of that material. So that's really the number I'm shooting for. And, you know, like I told, I think Sal, I told him if it works, I'll take it. If not, you know what I mean? I'm not 100% convinced that it'll work for me because I don't know what your rates are going to be, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. So let me take a little time to kind of learn about your business and see if we can help you out here. So what kind of material are you looking to buy?
Well, I buy everything at the moment. The material, the specific items that I would like to sell are the coppers, basically.
Okay.
The Bare Bright, the Bright and Shiny, the Copper Number 1, Copper Number 2. Those are the items that at the moment I'm selling locally. And I could be making an additional 14 to 15 cents a pound if I were to export these items.
Gotcha. So let me just make sure I can kind of recap that. Bear with me real quick. So you've got a relationship with a copper supplier, and how much would you make by having it?
Roughly, it would be about 14 cents a pound. Each container is roughly 40,000 to 50,000 pounds.
Okay.
And I believe I can move 4 to 5 containers of that a year easily.
Oh, so each container, I'm going to just ask you some specific stories. Each container is 40 to 50,000 pounds, okay? And your profit is...
It's 5,600 per container.
Okay, 50,000 pounds. Give me a second. So how much does each pound of copper cost?
Each pound of copper, roughly, depending on who I'm buying it from, because I got bigger clients, and then I got small clients that will bring me 20, 30 pounds at a time.
Okay.
But anywhere from $1.70 to $1.90, and I would probably be selling it for somewhere around $205, $207, depending on, you know.
Okay.
Depending on the time of year and the spreads, because that's the other thing. Sometimes they widen the spread, sometimes they make the spreads a little smaller, you know what I mean?
Okay, and your loan from Rapid, did you use it for the same purpose?
The loan from Rapid was basically used for the same purpose, but it was a bit different because I got that loan last year in December, and the reason I got that loan was companies all closed for the holidays. So a lot of the yards are closed for about 3 or 4 weeks. And I got that loan just to get me through that that time of me having to hold all this material for 3 or 4 weeks.
Gotcha.
So it basically, it kept me going, you know. It covered the gap in the money.
Okay. Okay. And so if you use the numbers of 205 to 207 per pound, your spread on that, best case scenario, is 37 cents, best case scenario. If you use 190 and sold it for 205, worst case scenario is 15 cents per pound, correct?
Yeah, 15 cents per pound. And then maybe put 2 cents for processing because I got to bale the stuff and get it ready. I got to strap it. You know, I got to load it. I also got to pay support. Because it's FAS Miami, I would have to pay $250 for the container to be delivered to the port, which is about half a penny if you calculate it at that.
Okay, so best case scenario, we're looking at 37 cents per pound. Worst case, 15 cents per pound minus 2 cents for processing. All right.
Basically, yeah.
Okay. 2 cents per processing. Okay. And then how long does, in terms of the notes say that you could flip to inventory 5 times in 12 months, is that accurate?
That's at the volumes that I'm buying at right now.
Okay.
I went to my computer system because we have a computer system that keeps track of all everything we buy throughout the year.
Okay.
So I went to it, and basically with what I'm buying right now, yeah, that's what I would be moving in a year. I think I can do more once I have the money and once I get new customers, you know?
Okay. So it could increase, but it's definitely 5 times per year, okay?
It's definitely 5 times per year, and it could increase, yeah. Most likely it will increase. Once you get it going, you know, it's like that snowball effect. It doesn't stop.
Gotcha. Another question for you. Your loan from Rapid, I saw that you got a weekly payment of $2,400. Is that correct?
I believe it was $2,400. I would have to go back to the bank statements and check, but I'm pretty sure it was every Thursday, and it was $2,400 what they would take out of the account.
And how much, well, you said that was that a six-month loan?
That was a six-month loan, yeah.
So just to confirm, and you said you borrowed $50?
Borrowed 50, and I believe I paid him back 58.
Well, the numbers that I have is I'm doing 2,400, and I'm doing that for I'm multiplying that by 26 weeks. You know, half a year. And I'm getting to 62,400.
Yeah, so maybe it was a little less. I would have to check the exact bank statement. I can't remember, but I know the total was 58. So maybe you can divide the 26 weeks into 58, and that'll give you the accurate number.
Well, I'm at the bank statement, actually, and I see the $2,400 per week. I see that statement.
So then that's what it was, yeah.
So do you think it might have been done over?
Some other kind of, no, there might have been some other processing fees. I'm not sure.
Okay. But you think that...
I think they had some kind of other fee, and then, you know. But yeah, 62, it makes sense, $12,000.
Yeah, I'm doing 26 weeks, so it's pretty accurate. And then... In a perfect world, obviously I know rates and you have to make money off this money, but if you get approved for more, is that something you're looking for? Hello?
Yeah, no. It's okay, I'm listening. That was
would you be looking for, how much money, as long as you know the terms worked, what's the maximum you'd be looking for right now?
No, I don't think I want any more than $100,000. That would be like the max I want.
Okay.
And if that, obviously, I would want to do it in a year or maybe longer if I can do it longer than a year.
Okay. Not a problem.
Mom, you're there? Hello?
I think we might have lost her.
Yeah, I mean, it still says conference on my phone. Maybe she muted it or something.
Not a problem. Last question I have for you. So when are you looking to get funding? And also, have you applied for any other loans recently?
No. I told Sal, I think that was his name. I'm constantly getting letters. You know, I got letters from Wells Fargo. I'm pre-approved. I got a letter from Rapid Capital. I got actually a bunch of phone calls from Rapid Capital that they wanted to give me $150,000 this time for a year, and I turned them down because I wasn't really looking at it right now. And you guys, basically, I guess the company that you guys work with, Delage, I have two forklifts financed through them, so I think that's why you guys contacted me in the first place.
I had
those forklifts financed for like 2 years, and they're fine.
It wasn't based on your capital loan. We reached out to you based on the equipment history. Okay. And when would you be looking to make a decision? What's your timeline here? Is there like an immediate purchase you're trying to make right now, or is this something you're trying to do in the next few weeks?
But if it works, I'll do it immediately. That's not a problem. No, if it works for me. So like I told Sal and I told Gabby, I want the money to work for me. I don't want to have to work for the money, you know? It's very important to me that I can make that money rotate and work for me, and that it's not a crazy payment that I have to make, that I'm just going to be, have a headache at the end of the day.
Okay. All right. Well, do you have my contact information? You should have gotten an email from me. Did you receive that?
I looked at my email a couple minutes ago, and I didn't see anything. No.
Oh, okay. You should get an email from me. If not, I'll just send you an email later today. The call's been really informative. I think I understand what you're trying to accomplish. It makes sense to me. I'm going to put a pen to paper, and I should have some final numbers for you by the end of business today. Worst case scenario, first thing tomorrow morning. If the terms work, I can go over some options for you, and if they work, we can get you funded by tomorrow. It's a pretty straightforward process. So, I'll be in touch with you either later today or first thing tomorrow morning. Do you have my number in case you need to reach me?
Was it the one you just called me from?
Yeah, it ends in 9102.
Okay, I'll save it right now. What was your name again, sir?
It's Ruben.
Ruben, okay. All right, I'll save it. I'm Jason Martinez, so you basically be dealing with me, and I'll just work everything out through my mother.
Absolutely. And is there any other equipment you're looking to finance right now?
At the moment, no. We are going to buy a baler from Excel. The baler's $250,000, but we're going to finance that directly through Excel, and it's going not through me. It's going through my brother's company. That's going through, because we own 9 scrapyards. I don't know if I mentioned that.
No.
It's me and my 6 brothers and sisters, and we all own scrapyards as well as my father. So we have 9 scrapyards in the Tri-County area, from West Palm Beach, Broward County, and Dade County.
So, okay.
We're pretty well spread out, and we're all in the industry.
Okay.
We've been doing this since '88. My father started it, and we just followed his lead, you know?
Okay. And with the other equipment that your brother's trying to finance, if you want, you can always have him apply with us. We might be able to get you a better rate than the manufacturer you're going with. I don't know what financing company you're dealing with, but we're pretty competitive. We do a lot of recycling equipment. So.
Okay, definitely. I'll check it out with him, and I'll talk to him. I think she's actually coming today. The salesperson from Excel, I believe she's flying down today, and she'll be meeting with us either today or tomorrow. And I'm 95% sure that the machine was like $250K, and they needed like a 20% down payment to get it started, because they actually build it from the day you pay. That's when they start building the machine for you.
Okay.
So I'll talk to my brother now, and I'll tell him that I got a good finance company, and he has great credit. So, I mean, his credit score is like 7-something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more than happy to throw him out of a competitive offer. I'm not sure who he's working with. Probably, it's quite frankly none of our business, but if he's always looking for another number or another quote, I'm more than happy to do that for him.
No,
that's something we specialize in.
Definitely. I'll talk to him, and I'll see what he wants to do. I'll tell him we have options with you guys.
Okay, yeah, you can always give him Gabby or my number, okay?
Okay, I will do, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruben.
Bye-bye.
Take care.